Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good morning. John Hollis with Waking Up Blessed. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show. We're live here at 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. And you can check us out at rockersinrecovery.com. Just click on the Listen Live button, 9 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Friday. Today's August 23rd, 2018. We got singer-songwriter Doc Holliday on with us, and it's going to be a great show. It's about starting our day with inspirational stories of experience, strength, and hope. And we thank SoberMap for making this show possible in the morning. They're a sponsor of the show. And you can go to SoberMap.com if you would like to sponsor the show or any other component of Rockers in Recovery. You can go to RockersInRecovery.com and click on the contact button, and you can contact us that way. So we look forward to hearing from you. Of course, today is a blessed day. Any day I'm above dirt, I get to talk with guys like Doc, and we've had some really great guests on this week, and I appreciate everybody that has tuned in through the week and been a part of course, Rockers in Recovery and Waking Up Blessed radio show. If you go to Rockers in Recovery on Facebook and click the sign-up button, you can receive the opt-in for the newsletter. It's the Waking Up Blessed newsletter. It's a pretty cool newsletter. And, you know, has all kinds of information there for the newsletter also. So you'll be a week ahead of time with us. You'll know who the guests are and what we'll be doing and different news, different events we're either endorsing or doing. We are getting ready to do a formal announcement in September for an upcoming event that we will be producing here locally in Tallahassee. So we're just getting all of our ducks in a row to make sure that that can happen. And as soon as we have everything fulfilled, we will then make the formal announcement. So let's get to the phones here and bring on our friend Doc. Doc, welcome to the show. God bless, brother.
Hey, good morning, John. Same to you, man. How are you?
Hey, we're hanging in there, man. Any day I'm above dirt, it's a good day.
I hear you.
So Waking Up Blessed, another day by the grace of God. Tell us at the beginning what it means to you today.
You know, it's I think what I was thinking about this morning, some stuff that I read, is that a lot of how my day goes and how my life goes, as simple as it is and as many times as we've heard it, it really comes down to gratitude. When especially, you know, if you're kind of going, if I'm in a not a great mental space, what that's usually about for me is trying to be in control of things that I'm not in control of and being frustrated if I'm being revealed to not be all powerful. And I think the way to get out of that sometimes for me is to literally just stop and take a breath and think about just the abundance of things that I have to be grateful for and look at where I used to be, how, you know, just every day was nothing but terror and fear and loss and anxiety and just devastation due to addiction. And now it's just easy to get complacent with things sometimes if you don't cultivate that attitude of gratitude, as they say. So that's what I've been thinking about this morning.
Do you start your day out with readings? How do you start your morning out to get you in the position to go out and start dealing with your day?
I generally do. You know, obviously, it's probably not the best thing in the world, but we all generally sleep with I use my phone for my alarm. And before I get out of bed, I generally will check my email and that kind of thing. And there's a couple of email lists that I'm on that have recovery-based quotes or information or blogs or that kind of thing that I'll generally go to and check out whatever's there. And it just kind of start the day with some kind of a message that I can think about when I get up and start getting in the shower or go to the gym or whatever. And it's a small thing, but I think it really matters. So that's how I start most days.
Do you find that through the day, when you are confronted with situations that, you know, used to baffle you, so to speak, you know, from our literature, what do you do in those situations? Are you, you know, the proverbial shit hits the fan, what does Doc do to take care of things?
Well, the good news, man, is that it usually it doesn't that much anymore. That it's unless
nice.
It's something that's just really unpredictable. I mean, it used to be kind of a way of life, but the but nowadays it's. I mean, things are pretty good. I mean, the bumps and things that I do have. I mean, by no stretch of accurate measurement would be shit hitting the fan. It would just be like, I'm kind of annoyed about that, or that didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, or I wish, you know, this was a little better or that was a little better. But I guess when things really do go wrong is when, you know, crisis has got a way of sometimes it can make you, I think what it really does is it's got a way of revealing who we really are and instead of making us lose it or act out or act in some inappropriate way or whatever it is, I think what crisis tends to do is it reveals your innate spiritual condition. It's kind of like that whole thing about, you know, that we used to talk about people that were a mean drunk. They'd get drunk and then they'd be mean or whatever. I don't think that the alcohol made them mean. I think it just revealed what was in there, you know. And I think crisis is kind of a way to sift and to get down to what's really underneath. And so, it's really important, I think, to kind of keep yourself spiritually fit as much as you can. And that's not to say any of us are perfect, especially myself. But if you kind of do. It's just like I've started going to the gym 2 or 3 days a week in the morning. I get up early and go, and it's, you know, I just feel better. And when I am faced with a physically like stressful situation or something kind of athletic or whatever, I've done the work and I'm there and I'm ready to handle it. And it doesn't, you know, it's not like I'm overwhelmed by it. And so I think a lot of what we're talking about to me is to kind of just maintain yourself in as good a shape as you can spiritually and be connected and be, grateful and really try to stay in that zone. So when things do come up, you know, like the book says, things that used to baffle us will intuitively know how to handle them. And generally speaking, that's what happens. And it's amazing because I'm like, wow, I really kind of know what to do here. And if I don't know what to do, in those instances, I try to humble myself enough to be willing to ask for help and to reach out and ask for some input. And generally, when I do that, I get the answer that I really knew deep down, but I just didn't want to know that I didn't want to hear.
You didn't want to hear
because
it.
because it's inevitably, it's always the hard thing that's the right thing, the thing that we're avoiding and that we don't want to do. Those things are the ones that are the right things almost every time. And so it's more about stripping away our own delusions and getting down to that truth that we kind of already know than it is about, you know, suddenly having inspiration or anything like that. I think that it's all contingent on trying to maintain good sobriety and spiritual health.
Good stuff. When you start to bring in the fact that you're a singer-songwriter and you've dedicated your life to your work as a singer-songwriter, and you know you've done a lot of stuff in that arena. And when you got clean and you got sober, you started to dedicate some of your work to the recovery component and the recovery message. Do you find that when you go out on the road as a singer-songwriter that you have people approach you and ask you about recovery, or are you open to that?
Absolutely open to it, and I guess, you know, it does happen. I guess I've got two different types of shows that I do. One is kind of the typical Nashville singer-songwritery thing where, you know, we play songs that are more like radio oriented, or that this person recorded, or that, you know, things that are more commercial oriented. I generally will try to throw at least one recovery based song in that, and mention being in recovery or, you know, connected to that song. And most of the time after those shows, if people come up and want to talk about a particular song, this or that, it's almost always that song that they want to ask about or talk about, or say, I've had issues, or my brother's got issues, or, you know, my daddy had issues. Everybody can connect to those messages, whether they suffer personally or not, because it's I think it's pretty universal. I don't know too many people that aren't touched by it. And then the other types of shows that I've been doing are kind of a speaker singer-songwriter thing where I go and I'll tell my story, but interject different songs throughout the telling of that story. So it's kind of a speak a little, play a little. And those are pretty much all recovery songs. And they're in an environment like I just got back from doing the International Doctors NAA convention and, spent about an hour and a half telling the story and playing six or seven songs that go along with that. And those folks are all there for that purpose, and so obviously there's a real strong connection and reception to that, and you know, actually don't have time to talk to everybody that wants to talk to you after those shows, but that's the two types of things that I've been doing. And yeah, absolutely, it's I think the writing things that are recovery based, or I don't know that I intentionally started out thinking about writing recovery songs. It was just more as I got clean from drugs and alcohol and started to attempt to be authentic, you know, and learn what that meant, that it just starts coming out and reflecting in the writing and the things that you're doing just naturally. And so it went from being a thing that was all based on ego and self-centeredness and a desire to be significant and famous and all of these things that we think are going to fix things. And it started to kind of become, well, who am I really? And what do I want to say? And just let it be what it is. And ironically, the more that I went that direction, the more things actually started to work as far as the music business type stuff, because it's you just can't, there's no substitute for authenticity and passion, you know, genuine passion and truth in what you're doing. There's just nothing that will ever compare to that. I do love that old quote that said, the key to make it in the music, the entertainment business, is sincerity. And once you learn to fake that, you've got it made.
That's good.
I don't know who said it. That may be Groucho Marx or somebody like that. But
yeah, probably.
You know, that it's a good joke, but I mean, that was kind of me. I was faking the sincerity and thinking I was fooling everybody, and it just didn't work. I mean, I think a lot of times the only folks we're really fooling are would be ourselves in that, when we're in that headspace, and it just never worked out.
You know, when you start to dedicate, you know, your life to something, you know what I mean? Especially in the long term. You know, I was just talking with somebody last night, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, there are certain organizations, he has one, we have one, that, you know, nobody's driving around in Bentleys. This is, you know, it's based on a passion of love for what you're doing. Because if you were looking for financial success and pats on the back, putting, you know, recovery and music together and rock and roll together is not the arena that you're going to do it. that being said, what I have found over the years is that you're absolutely right. Sincerity bleeds through. You can tell somebody's real or not. And you know something, that's why I love being able to meet people like yourself because, you know, you're really about, you know, helping people and carrying a message forward and being able to help people and let them know that there is hope. And that being said, let people know where they can find you so they can find your work and listen to some of the things that you're doing.
Okay. Probably the best place to go would be Facebook. You could go to, I've got a music band page there. It's just Doc Holliday band page, and it's H-O-L-L-A-D-A-Y. There's also a SoundCloud page that is Doc Holliday, the number 7, so Doc Holliday 7 on SoundCloud, and there's kind of a mix of things up there. I actually just finished a recovery CD. When I was going out to Reno to do that, I had put together, I think, about 10 songs on a disc, and just finished with that. Sold most of them already, but I've got some. And if people want to reach out on Facebook, you know, and message me there, you know, I can send one out. And my, you know, I'm as you said, I'm not necessarily doing that for the money. If people want to pay a little something for them, that's fine. If they don't and can't afford it, but they just want one, I, you know, in those situations, I'll just send them out anyway. You know, I'm more about the music and the message getting out than anything financially related with it. And you know, they're cheap to make, so it's no big deal for me to help somebody if they're really wanting one. So that's not all I've got right now. I'm still not really up and running with any kind of website to speak of. And, you know, I've thought about that, but at this point, I don't know that I really need it. I think I've got enough. There's enough ways to connect, you know, with those things that I already mentioned that seems to work pretty well. I might get around to it one day, but right now that's about all I've got.
Beautiful. You can also contact Doc on any of the pages you may be listening to or at rockersandrecovery.com on the page from this show. You can click on the Doc Holliday. It's highlighted in blue on the page wherever you're listening at, and it'll also bring it to his personal profile and to there's another one there too, another highlighted blue a singer-songwriter, and that'll bring you to his fan page. So either way, you can find Doc and find out more information. Doc, I want to thank you for being on Waking Up Blessed this morning and being a part of our world and helping us to move forward to help others today.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, John. It's always an honor to do it, and really humbling to see what you guys are doing and how wide your reach is. And I just want to thanks for letting me be a part of it and encourage you to keep going, man.
One day at a time, brother. You know something? We all get to wake up blessed. If we get to wake up, we get to wake up blessed, and we get to move forward and help whoever we can help today. And anything past that, Doc, really becomes a mess. So I just try to keep it a day at a time and let it all fall into place. I've learned over the years, Doc, probably by many head assaults on brick walls.
That's right. Yeah, sometimes pain is how we learn, man.
Absolutely, brother. Well, listen, man, thanks again for being on. I look forward to doing some things with you. We're going to be making some special announcements if everything goes well in September, and Doc's going to be a part of it. So we won't say no more until September, but it's going to rock. I will tell you that.
Sounds good. And looking forward to it.
All right, brother. We'll talk soon.
Take care.
All right, man.
Bye.
There you go. Doc Holliday, Waking Up Blessed, right here on Waking Up Blessed radio show, part of Rockers in Recovery Radio Network. And we're live Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can check that out by going to rockersandrecovery.com and clicking on the Listen Live button, or you can go to Rockers in Recovery on Facebook and check out the show of the day. It's always pinned to the top of the page. Most importantly, while you're at the page, click for the sign-up button and join the Waking Up Blessed newsletter so that way you know who's going to be on next week. and that way you can, you know, schedule it. You can actually schedule it in your phones or on your laptop or wherever you may be listening from. The other thing is, too, which is a cool thing, if you are in a newer automobile, you can program the show to play every day in your car. And kind of a cool thing there, too. So if you want more information about that, you can also contact us at rockersandrecovery.com on the contact page. And again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Have a blessed day. Thank you to SoberMap.com for sponsoring the show.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.